I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elvis. Elvis will score! Elvis will score! Newcastle has won!
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We have got Teamless Tuesday for round three. My God, this season is moving quickly. And a special shout out to my draft team, which is completely fucked this week off the back of Teamless. So that's good fun. Let's get stuck into it. My 5'8", Special K, what's going on?
Love that, Special K. Things are good. We've had a great content day, but we are ready to roll into TLT because we know everybody on a Tuesday, this is all they want to know.
Love how Kat said everything's good after I just said how screwed my draft team is.
True, but that's true. Okay. That's okay.
I care about your family. You should care about mine too, Kat. Take us away on the first game. What do we got?
Panthers versus Broncos. This one's at Penrith Park.
Yeah, Thursday night, Penrith Park. We obviously can't say the name of the stadium for obvious reasons. For the Penrith Panthers, Lindsay Smith, he comes in for James Fisher-Harris. Coming onto the bench is Eisenhuth, and he will be partnered with Garner and with our boy Liam Henry. For the Bronx, Adam Reynolds ruled out of this one, injured. Jock Madden comes in at 7. A little bit of a worry around Payne Haas and Ezra Mam leading into this one. Both have been named to take on the Penrith Panthers. Without Adam Reynolds, not quite probably a blockbuster, but with those boys in a little bit closer, a good test for the Brisbane Broncos. And Reece Walsh without Adam Reynolds there. Take us to Friday, Kat. What do we got?
It's Wars versus Raiders. This one is at 6 p.m. in Christchurch.
The Wars and the Durs, huh? For the Wars, Wade Egan comes back in and Lussick moves back to jersey 14. That's the only change to that side. Still no sign of Charles Nicol-Klokstad. I believe he'll be back in 2 to 3 weeks. So hopefully just enough for you Torpicky owners to make a little bit of coin there. For the Raiders, Kotrick returns on the wing. Hopper jumps into the centres. No Seb Chris. Whitehead returns on the edge to replace Zach Hosking, who moves back to the bench. Sad day for Timmy Williams getting relegated to the bench, and a sad day for a couple of Supercoach trades out there as well. Kat, what's the late game?
The late game, this says Roosters versus Eels, but it's Roosters versus Rabbitohs.
Yeah, that is correct. It is not Roosters versus Eels. It is, in fact, Roosters versus South, the oldest rivalry in rugby league. Nice little bed shit there by me early.
I probably shouldn't have even read it and just said what it was.
But I was wondering what you were doing. It was my fuck up. Good news. Roosters v Bunnies, 8 p.m. at Allianz. For the Roosters, Sandon Smith at 6. No Kiri, obviously recovering from his HIA on the weekend. I think Sandon Smith has a big few weeks here. Keep an eye on him. Connor Watson gets his first gig of 2024 in jersey 14. A moment of silence for our boy Siwa Wong, who drops out of the team, hence my draft team being fisted this week.
Angus Bench. Can I just add that you literally put your head in your hands and acted like someone had passed away when you read that?
Yes. As I said, this is family to me, Kat. So I do not take it well when my boys get fucked over. Not only did Siwa Wong not go to the bench, he went to jersey 22. So not ideal. Nat Butcher starts on that edge. And Angus Crichton gets a gig on the bench. Billy Smith also named on the extended bench there. There is a world where he comes in and moves Suoliti to the wing and Daniel Tupu drops out of the side, which would actually leave my draft team short on players this week. So it could go from heaps fucking bad to heaps worse, unfortunately. Shout out to Michael Jennings at age about 47 getting a gig on the extended bench for the Sydney Roosters. Congratulations to him. For the South Sydney Rabbitohs, formerly known as the Parramatta Eels a couple of seconds ago, Jack White named at centre, Tane Milne on the wing. Hawkins comes in to replace Lachie Ilias, as we heard all week. David Moali starts. Jacob Host returns to the right edge, which moves Cam Murray back to 13. I think that's a much better looking side with Talis Duncan returning to the bench. Super Saturday, what do we got, Kat?
Bulldogs versus Titans. This one is 3 p.m. at Belmore.
Belmore Oval, how bloody good. Doggies Titans for the Dogs. Farmacilli out with his HIA. In comes Liam Knight. That's the only change for them. For the Titans, no Fifita or Jaden Campbell yet. We do see Kieran Foran return at 5'8", though. Joliffe, he has been named in jersey 13. And Paliasia, he comes off the bench in this one. 5:30 game, doing.
Dragons v Cowboys. This one is 5:30 p.m. at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium.
Netstrata Jubilee, one of the great names for the Dragons. From the clouds, Jesse Marschke at hooker. Jacob Little drops out of the side, I assume injured or whatever. I'll be honest with you, I was on a plane or drunk for that game. Leilua on one edge, Eisenhuth in jersey for 13. Big news, Viliami Fifita gets back onto the bench. Great for us owners. And as I said, Jacob Little out there. For the Cows, obviously, we wish Helam Lukey all the very best with his injury recovery, but it does give Fine Fuiaki an opportunity in the 2RF. Unfortunately, though, Jack Goz named on the bench, which I fucking hate. But anyway, I will still probably buy Fine Fuiaki. A good conversation for Biz and Break Evens tomorrow, which will be going live at 3 p.m. Stay tuned for that. Late game, Kathmandu. You're attending this one.
I am. I'll be at this game, 7:35 p.m. at Leichhardt Stadium. This one is Tigers versus Sharks.
How good. We've got the Tigers. Justin Olam back in. Aiden Caesar in jersey 7. Fanua Bolle starts in jersey 13. And my boy Bud Sullivan moved to the bench. Another kick in the dick for the draft team. Speaking of kicks in the dick for the draft team, Brett Nicara out. In comes Williams on the edge. And Billy Burns, with one of the great Instagram handles of all time, Billy Burns Toast, gets an opportunity to make his debut for the Cronulla Sharks. Take me to Sunday, Kat. What's doing?
At 4:05 p.m., you're going to be at Combank Stadium for Eels versus Manly.
Eels versus Manly. Great rivalry in rugby league for the Eels. Blaze Talangi comes in at centre. Cannot wait to see Blaze get an opportunity. You know what they say in rugby league, Kat? Every good rugby league team needs a Blaze, and the Parramatta Eels now have one. Interesting point as well. No Brendan Hands on the bench. We've got Lussick playing 80 minutes. That changes the conversation a little bit. We'll talk to Timmy Williams about that tomorrow. And Luca Moretti is on the bench as well for the Manly Seagulls. Tommy Talau out. It is worth noting he's on the extended bench, though, and Vega comes in on that wing. Outside of that, no changes for Manly. Josh Schuster watch, nothing doing. So it looks like Ben Trbojevic is safe at the moment. 6:15 p.m. What do we got, Kat?
We're in Newey for Knights versus Storm.
Newcastle at home, and my God, there's some changes. Tuala and Jenkins will be on the wings. It looks like Greg Marsh's picked up a hand injury into that paw of his, so he'll be out for a couple of weeks. The big news, though, and probably the biggest news of the week.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jackson Hastings dropped. He's in jersey 22. Jack Cogger starts in jersey 7, and Tyson Gamble survives. Very, very interesting. Kai Pierce-Paul holds onto the edge with Dylan Lucas, named in jersey 22. Very keen to see New South Wales Cup whether Dylan Lucas is named there or not. Jaden Brayley returns from his injury in jersey 14, which leaves us with Dylan Lucas, jersey 21, Jackson Hastings, jersey 22. Big, big news out of Newcastle there. For the Melbourne Storm, obviously Jerome Hughes out for 1 week. No sign of Cam Munster yet. Tyron Wishart will start in jersey 7. Kane Bradley comes in jersey number 14. And worth noting, on the bench, still got Jack Howarth and Sean Bloor there. And they are your team list for round 3. My God, Kat, what an installment.
I know. And you'd hate to be Guru's draft team at the moment.
It's a bad, bad week to be Guru's draft team. So far this year, there hasn't been too many good weeks to be my draft team, but this one in particular, a very, very bad one. Fingers crossed Daniel Tupou survives and plays this weekend, because if he drops out as well, there could be one of the earliest rage quits of all time.
That would break the internet.
Would it ever? It'd be devastating. Thank you for joining us once again, guys, for Teamless Tuesday. We have got our show tonight, The Catch-Up, going live at 8 p.m. on YouTube, so make sure you're there. What are we talking about in The Catch-Up, Kathmandu?
All the things that were making headlines in the social media world with rugby league. We obviously talked about the JMK Falcon. Mm. We talked about the Latrell Rees-Walsh romantic moment. We touched on a variety of other things, but you're going to have to watch to find out.
Cracking episode coming your way, 8 p.m. tonight on RooTube. We have got The Catch-Up for round 2. We'll see you there at 8 p.m.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.